I wanted to talk about my first time working out in 3 months. With sinuses going strong. Allergy season is in full swing here in Georgia, so I'm feeling tired. I have a newborn at home. I went to pelvic floor physical therapy this morning and basically got the okay from her to start working out again, which, to be honest, I already knew I was okay, but there's still this part of me that is scared of working out. And this is how I met myself where I was at. I knew that it was probably okay. And I also knew that I had enough of my own understanding of my body to give myself that permission, but it still felt like it was going to be safer if I, it still felt like getting that permission from my pelvic floor physical therapist was going to make my nervous system feel safer. And it did. Right away, I was relieved to hear that she agreed and felt like, yeah, like you're totally fine, go for it. And she also mentioned if I got hurt or something, you know, that it would be okay. It's something we can repair. It's something like nothing damaging is going to happen. And the only thing that's going to happen from me working out is that we're going to have data to go off of. So if I get hurt, that's data. If I'm doing great, that's data. Either way, that's a win-win, even if a negative thing happens. So that was basically my intention for sharing this video, was like, it's okay to listen to your body and not get permission from anyone. It's also okay if that permission is going to make you feel safer and give you that like that you need to go ahead and do the thing. So give yourself grace no matter what you decide. Listen to your body. Push yourself just past your comfort zone, but not so far that you feel like you can't find your footing or anything like that. I definitely felt dizzy during my workout, and in the past that would have freaked me out, but now it's like, this is just a part of it. I get dizzy sometimes. Sometimes my heart rate, when it rises, like it's supposed to in exercise, sometimes that makes me really dizzy, and other times it doesn't. What's the reason for it? I don't know, and I don't care anymore. I used to always try to figure it out so that I could then prevent the thing from happening. But that entire time, I'm spinning my wheels and I'm not working out, which is really important to me. So I share that as well to give you permission to know that it's okay if something painful or unpleasant happens, like dizziness, or, you know, I even felt a little bit like off in my pelvic floor and it was a little bit sore. But again, like I know that I have the support of my PT. I know that I have the support of my own knowledge of what I know about the body. And that's also really helpful. So there are things about this that allow me to feel safe enough to then challenge myself and kind of be risky in a way. So if you also struggle with dizziness and that's something that you're trying to figure out how to balance, and this is for those of you with like chronic dizziness. If you've never felt dizzy before and you start to work out and you get dizzy, like please just sit down. Don't do anything more. Like, but if you live with daily dizziness or just consistent dizziness, you have to live your life and you have to figure out how to do that. So how I do that when working out is I can kind of notice when I'm at like level one, just feeling a little bit off, but I'm not like, whoa, like I need to sit down. That would be a level 10. Level 10 is probably passing out. So level 9 is like that. Oh, I need to sit down. I know when I'm in a level 1, I know that if I get past like a level, like halfway to that level 10 point, you know, like a 5 or 6 for me, that could be different for you. I've just done enough research. I've just done enough with my own body to know what it is for me. So once I get halfway, like the dizziness is intensifying, but it's not debilitating, that's when I know, okay, you can stop here, rest, slow down a little bit. Don't go any heavier. Don't go any harder. Don't go any faster, but don't stop either. And through that, usually the dizziness will start to come down a little bit, little bit, little bit. And I just maintain the level of activity that I'm doing right then and there. knowing it's a 45-minute workout class. I'm going to be done at the end of it, and then I can rest on my drive home. Because it's never so dizzy that I can't drive. So if it was, then it would be different advice that I'd have for myself. Sometimes I do this and the dizziness doesn't die down. Sometimes it just stays consistent. And like every time I try to, okay, I rest in between sets of a workout, I'll rest and then I'll start a new set and I'll like get dizzy right away again. Like it'll shoot back up and then I'll rest. I'll try again. If that keeps happening a few times, then I know that I'm just done for the day. So I'm going to leave the gym and I'm not going to continue to work out. So again, this is what it means to listen to your body. Listening to your body doesn't mean I don't do anything because my body is scared. It means I push myself gently. I know what my resources are around me. I know the things that can help me become safe again if I do hurt myself. And I also learn how to prevent hurting myself by like taking it slow and also resting and recovering as much as I need to, even if it feels like I shouldn't need that much rest. So I hope this helps somebody in your journey with working out while dealing with chronic fatigue, chronic dizziness, chronic pain, chronic hives, or even MCAS, like histamine rashes. I get those too. So if you have any questions, just reach out. Not medical advice, of course, but if you have questions about like balance or navigating that piece of it, I'm happy to respond back to you.